Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game. Presented by Realtor.com, the home of home search.
It is time for Warriors Wrap-Up here on the home of your Golden State Warriors, 95.7 The Game. Of course, Warriors Wrap-Up is brought to you by Realtor.com, the home of home search. Chris Townsend and Joe Shasky with you after the Warriors. What are we talking about? I mean, come on. What are we talking
30
about?
30-point blowouts.
32-100. I think that just wasn't a fair fight. I mean, it was not a fair fight, and they've won 11 in a row. And really, in this game, I think the number one takeaway is when you got a game like this and it's so out of hand and it's a mismatch, the one thing that I was happy to see, and we'll take your phone calls at 888-957-9570, that's 888-957-9570, is the fact that in a game like this, you're able to extend Boogie Cousins as he's trying to get his lungs and his legs under him. So Boogie Cousins plays the most he's played so far this season, 25 minutes. And here you go. That, to me, that's one of the things. You knew this game was going to be out of hand anyway, but the fact that he's able to go out there and get his legs underneath him and to play, I was very impressed. You okay there, big dog?
No, I'm not. My headphones, none of them work. I don't know what's going on here, bro.
You can't hear me?
No, I can't hear anything.
Maybe it's the headphones.
I've tried multiple headphones here. I mean, you know, I've had more success with the headphones than the Pacers did against the Warriors tonight. I mean, after the Oladipo injury, Townie, wouldn't you agree that the life has been, you know, gut punched out of them? No.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're having a pretty good year. You know, you go into this game at 32-16, but you lose him for the season. I mean, that just shows you with certain teams, they cannot withstand a major injury. They have that major injury, it's ball game over. That's the one thing that the Warriors, they do have so much firepower that if somebody was to go down for a certain amount of time, the train is just going to keep rolling.
Yeah, totally. And what is it about the Indiana Pacers who always have a big white guy with the number 44? I see Bogdanovich, and I instantly think of Austin Crozier. Remember him?
Yeah.
Back in the day. And you know who I do like on Indiana's team? I like the Sabonis kid. I know he's nothing special. He's just solid. Solid little backup player. I can live with him. And I feel like I've watched Darren Collison play for 50 different teams. The backup point guard.
Yeah, out of UCLA.
Oh, he's the Edwin Jackson of the NBA.
Hey, you know what the great thing is? And I like Edwin Jackson. It's like, hey, listen. You know, you'd like to stay in the same spot your entire career. You'd love that. But if you're not going to do it, what's wrong with playing for a bunch of different teams and being – I actually talked to Edwin Jackson about this. I'm like, it is kind of cool that you've played in all these different cities. You've lived in all these different cities. Most people will never do that.
No, they'll never do that. And wouldn't you say your bigger takeaway for today, though, Townie, is DeMarcus Cousins is starting to ease his way back in. I was listening to Steve Kerr in that post game say he was a little sore heading into today. And to see him play 5 times in 10 days – I think he's exceeded my particular expectations for him because, honestly, I expected him specifically to be way more rusty, DeMarcus Cousins.
Well, you know what? When you don't have to be – I guess my answer to that is when you don't have to be the guy, right? You don't have to be the one that's going to carry the team, that you're able to ease back in and it looks seamless when you're with this team.
Yeah, no question.
Now, if he was the number one star and he was the guy that had to carry the team and you expect him to come out and then all of a sudden, you know, light it up for the team, well then, you know, it probably would look different. But I think that's the best case scenario for him whatsoever is the fact that he does get to just ease his way back in, take the shots. I mean, we're seeing him down low in this game. Also what he does with the three. Have you figured it out now?
Yeah, Alex is ready to kill me now.
What was it?
I guess one of the buttons wasn't pushed. I don't know the buttons. I didn't want to play with them and, you know, destroy Warriors postgame. So instead, I'll play with my headphones for the first 8 minutes and distract you.
So can we now do a show?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Good, good, good.
All right.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. That's 888-957-9570. And you think about the Pacers. They're in the third seed right now. But my God, Oladipo out. What are you?
Not good. Not good. And I mean, honestly, can the casual NBA fan name a handful of Indiana Pacers? I know you and I are in sports talk.
Well, I have the box score in front of me. I could go through the whole list if you'd like.
Yeah, rip off some of those names. I guarantee you my wife and my mom aren't plucking any of those names
off them.
The great
Aaron Holiday? Oh, what about TJ Leaf? He's one of my favorites.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the rest of the league right now, just you know, because even if you're going to get Anthony Davis, which, by the way, was the talk everywhere, especially nationally, is he is basically his representatives have told New Orleans, pound sand, we're not re-signing with you. To me right now, it doesn't matter where he goes.
Well, unless it's the Warriors.
Which that, I mean.
I mean, embarrassment of riches times 10.
It's already an embarrassment of riches, but I would love to see. I would love to see the NBA flip out if that was to happen.
Well, I was listening to a bunch of different people talk about this, and I keep hearing similarities to when Chris Paul would have been traded to the Lakers and the league had to step in. No, the difference was the league was literally operating the New Orleans Pelicans at the time because, remember, their ownership group fell apart. Remember that, Townie?
Yeah.
And that's why they rescinded that particular trade, because the league had control of the Pelicans. So, I mean, I'm looking at some of these packages for Anthony Davis. They're not getting anything. Oh, we'll give you Lonzo and Ingram, and we'll give you Kuzma, some first-round picks. Like, okay, it's a bunch of garbage.
And this is the problem for small-market teams.
It is.
Like, if you can't keep your stars, you know, you think about Milwaukee way back when basically
your boy Lew Alcindor?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar went, I'm not digging it here, I want out.
Yeah.
Send me back to L.A., where I played college and I was a star and I want to be a Laker.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go again.
Well, what about Kawhi Leonard just this offseason? I mean, San Antonio, we glorify as a championship team with championship culture because of what they've done over the last 25 years. But San Antonio is like, what, the third biggest market in the state of Texas? Wouldn't you say Dallas and Houston are significantly bigger?
From a media market standpoint, by far bigger.
Yeah. So you just saw this last offseason, and the best that they could swing was getting a disgruntled, you know, team like Toronto, who had been frustrated in the playoffs time and time again, to flip assets with. And some would say that getting Danny Green and Kawhi Leonard was the better haul for Toronto.
I would probably say in the last 18 to 20 years that San Antonio, and you'd have to say the Miami Heat, are the two outliers. They are not big markets.
But Miami has the cachet of the state tax being completely void in Florida. You have the Pat Riley element, and don't you think lifestyle factors into it a little?
Sure, sure, but once again, they're an outlier.
That's true, okay.
I mean, the small market teams, the only way they're ever going to be good is if they draft well and they're able to keep their players. Like, will the Greek Freak stay in Milwaukee?
That's a great question.
You know, Anthony Davis, their only chance was him to be in New Orleans. I love New Orleans. It's one of my favorite cities, but their only chance was to keep a guy like that. You got to keep your stars. But if you look at the majority of the people who have won, because even though the Golden State Warriors, it's new to us, mm-hmm. for that, we're still a big market team.
Absolutely.
The Dallas Mavericks are a big market team. Celtics, Lakers, Detroit is considered a big market. I mean, you look at all the NBA champions going all the way back.
The Bulls, big market.
I mean, if you want to start, I mean, if you really want to look at this, I can take you all the way back to 1980. All right, we'll go back to 1980, and here are your winners. Lakers, Celtics, Lakers, 76ers, Celtics, Lakers, Celtics, Lakers, Lakers, Pistons, Pistons, Bulls, 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 all big markets.
Houston?
Houston, I would say, was probably not a big market in 1994.
It is now.
It is now, but Houston in 94, 95, then back to three straight for the Bulls. Here emerges San Antonio, the outlier. Then it goes Lakers, 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 Spurs, Pistons, Spurs, Heat, Spurs, Celtics, Lakers, Lakers, Dallas is a big market, has been a big market for a long time.
Absolutely.
Miami, Spurs, and then Warriors. And the other outlier would be Cleveland. I wouldn't consider Cleveland a big market.
No, but when they brought LeBron back, he made them a big market, strictly because of the LeBron factor and how he's covered.
And then Warriors. So the majority of all these NBA titles have gone to big market teams.
And the common thread between Cleveland and Miami is LeBron.
Correct.
Right? You know, that's kind of what's changing their dynamic for them. How about your boy Klay Thompson throwing down again tonight? I mean, in traffic, Duncan? What is going on with him and the throwdown? Massive tomahawks.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, KGMZ San Francisco, the radio home of the Golden State Warriors. Are we calling for Klay Thompson to be in the slam dunk contest?
Well, I just want him to be side-by-side with Steph and Seth Curry in the three-point shooting contest. And then how about your boy Jordan Bell getting a start tonight with Draymond Green out? You think Draymond sat because he really needed a rest? Or do you think that Steve Kerr was trying to play some Jedi mind tricks with the young Jordan Bell and try to get him back on track?
You know what my late mother used to say all the time? The squeaky wheel gets the grease. Isn't it amazing? Complain, blow up. Hey, look, Jordan Bell had 18, almost 19 minutes.
And good minutes.
He went from not playing at all to 19 minutes tonight. Isn't that amazing how that happens?
It's interesting. By the way, I should do some more complaining around here then.
Get Nahegan on the phone. Get him on the phone. Shasky's got a problem. Get the PD
Tell
on the
Joe
phone.
Tell Joe Lacob I got a problem.
Okay, so Klay Thompson's first 40 games this season?
2 dunks.
7.
7, huh?
Klay Thompson's last 10?
9.
9.
Wow. On the money, you like that?
9.
Wow. Is Zaza Pachulia and him going to go texting back and forth?
Oh, you know, he's probably all over Zaza.
I love that.
I know.
I love that.
You know, it's fun.
It is.
It is fun. And that's one thing, you know, you know for so many years, we don't see Steph dunk. We don't see Klay. Klay's bringing it home these days.
Yeah. And then another little caveat that was broken tonight was the Kevin Durant 20 points or more streak. I think it was at 22 games, if I'm not mistaken. So it's interesting. We get caught up in the individual statistics narratives, right? Oh, KD wants to get his. And he could have easily checked back into that game and drop a couple buckets to get that streak going, but he'll just have to start up a new one. I think he's 35 out of the last 37, excuse me, total games. He scored more than 20 points.
I'll tell you what, Steph Curry has a streak going with threes we got to get into. But we want to take your calls at 888-957-9570. We want to hear from the fans. Brought to you by Nation's Giant Hamburgers. Nation's Giant Hamburgers, the best since 1952. Let's go to Gene in Oakland. Lead us off tonight here on Warriors Wrap-Up.
Hey, fellas. Tony, thanks for taking my call. So, as I've said in the past, I go back to the early Celtics dynasty in the 60s and been watching basketball ever since. And I'll tell you what, I challenge anybody to come up with a team, especially a starting five, better than this team right now. I don't think it's too early to start the conversations whether this is the best team of all times. I would match this team up against my Celtics in the 60s, you know, the Showtime Lakers, the Jordan's Bulls. Go piece by piece, player by player. I think we've got it all. There isn't a weakness on this team, man.
What do you think, since talking about your Celtics, what do you think about the 86 Celtics that had a rejuvenated Bill Walton coming off the bench?
Well, it was a very good team. I mean, the teams, like I say, I grew up with. I mean, they won 11 championships. They were dominant.
They went 40-1 at home.
I know. I understand. But I'm just saying, if you look at the talent level of these five guys, I mean, you got a Boogie Cousins that looks to me like he's more like 80 to 85, maybe 90% of what he was. You got arguably the best player on the planet in Kevin Durant, the best guard on the planet in Curry, one of the best shooters ever in Thompson, and probably one of the two or three best defensive players in Green. I mean, who matches? What are these other teams have ever matched up against these five? I'm having a hard time coming up with them, man.
No, I hear you. And their style of play, Gene, is so different from all those old teams. I mean, I'm looking, you know, we're going to get into Steph Curry's numbers, but, you know, Steph Curry the last 4 years has averaged 11.2 threes a game, 10 threes a game, 9.8. This year he's averaging 11.6. This game of basketball, it's so hard to compare these guys versus those teams from yesteryear because the style of play is completely different.
Yeah, I know. They don't shoot set shots anymore like Bob Cousy and Bill Sharman used to, okay? But, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's a faster game. It's much more athletic, okay?
Hey, boys.
Pace of the game, everything, yeah.
I think we're burying the lead tonight, though, Townie. I got to say, what about that Boogie Cousins play in the first quarter where he almost gets decapitated by Turner? They really were lucky to avoid that injury with DeMarcus Cousins. And it looked like DeMarcus, to me, was pretty frustrated by the way he was taken down and how hard he fell. I was nervous.
Oh, yeah. All of a sudden, you're looking at him there and how much it hurt.
Oh.
You know, because you're just like, oh, my God, don't be hurt.
Please.
Don't be hurt.
I mean, I didn't know if it was knee, shoulder, Achilles.
How about Steph Curry tonight when he got up and started running down the bench to celebrate and he tripped?
Just the goofiest. I mean, that would be how he would get hurt, right?
Oh, God, that was hilarious. Yeah, but the joy is back.
Oh, no doubt. No
doubt. Because last year, all we had to hear last year is how tough it was and what a grind. And I'm so glad that Steve Kerr this year came out and admitted what a mistake that was. You know, because like he led the charge before the season started about this journey. It's going to be so tough. And oh, my God, how are we going to. And then he realized, you know what, that was the wrong way to approach it. Because then your team morphs into who you are. And then they follow it. This team right here, they were just on this long road trip. They don't give a damn.
No.
They're out there just taking it, people. I don't care if we're in Boston Saturday night or you're in Indy tonight. Let's go out and take it to these guys.
And you do it tonight. You win by 30. Effortlessly without Draymond Green, as if he's not even on the roster. Not that we know we want him. I'm just saying they didn't skip a beat. I mean, they literally didn't skip a beat. And the big takeaway for me is you were bringing up last year. No, I'm serious. You're bringing up last year, and you're talking about how they did. Oh, it's a grind. Tonight's the first night that they, on purpose, sat one of the big four guys, the big four All-Stars. All the rest of last year, it was like, oh, we're going to sit Steph tonight. We're going to sit Clay tonight. We're going to sit KD. Tonight, they finally sat Draymond. This is the first time. We're almost in February, Townie. So they've kind of avoided. Now, there were some injuries earlier in the year. But this is the first on-purpose DNP I've seen from the Big Four. I think I saw Iggy and Sean Livingston earlier in the year miss time. So, to your point, they're taking it two teams.
And now they come home for three against Philly, L.A., San Antonio, and your next road game is not till February 8th at Phoenix, and that's just
That's a Southwester.
That's a fun night, and what day is that? That's a Friday.
Will pitchers and catchers be reported by then?
No, it's the 11th. They, little Thursday night in downtown Scottsdale?
Yeah.
Then go out and kick the crap out of the Suns on Friday?
Sign me up for that.
Oh, downtown Scottsdale's bumping.
Bumping, huh?
Bumping.
I like it.
I forgot. It's been a while since I was, you know, when we Raiders went down to play the Cardinals. We were out on Saturday night. It was amazing.
So you
to be like 25, 26 years old, oh, down in Scottsdale, Arizona, especially when it's not 100 degrees, you know what? Oh, wait a minute. What the hell is going on? This has just been a night of...
Oh, forget about it.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it started with my headphones.
Your headphones, all the stuff. Who's in here messing with the equipment?
I have no clue.
Let's go to Jared in Fremont. Jared, you're on 95.7.
What's up, boys? I got a couple points, so bear with me. Talking about the big market thing, the big market is pushed by the media guys. I heard Windhorst last year on ESPN. He kind of admitted, like, these media guys push these guys to go to New York or Los Angeles because they don't like going to... Milwaukee or Toronto because they have to go through customs and all that. He's like, we don't want Kawhi Leonard to go to Toronto because we have to go through customs. It's a you know what. So like there's the media aspect of it. Of course these guys want to live in LA and stuff like that. But I'll say this, the Warriors have been so dominant. Like I kind of pinch myself here and there and I try to stay in the moment because we're getting used to this. I mean, three championships in 4 years. They've been terrible my whole life. I'm 36 years old. You guys can relate.
Yeah.
So like I try to stay in the moment. I watch the beautiful basketball they play and all this type of stuff. But you know what's even better is the fact that you got a proud franchise south of us, 360 miles. Literally begging, and the media begging for them to trade all their drafted players, because they can't draft an all-star to save their lives, for Anthony Davis to join the quote-unquote self-proclaimed GOAT, because they can't even hang in the West.
Yeah,
the Warriors, or let alone the Warriors, or even like the Denver Nuggets or Houston. And I, as a Warrior fan, I want everybody to step back and really realize this. Like, you have the Los Angeles Lakers, 16 championships, the quote-unquote Kings of California, the guys that just, you know, snuff their nose at us, that are literally begging to get another top-five player. I could almost argue that at this point Anthony Davis is more skilled than LeBron James. I've always think LeBron James is a great, great player, one of the greatest of all time. I think there's a little media hype on him. I don't think he plays defense and stuff like that, but I'm not going to nerd out too much on that. Still a great player. But, I mean, Anthony Davis is an absolute stud. We all know that. I mean, the guy's an absolute monster. So that even if they get Anthony Davis, I'm going to take this off the air, aside from my Warrior bragging here. How do you think, say they trade Lonzo, Ingram, and some ones, or whatever the hell they do, how do you think that team would match up with the Warriors, and what else would they need to do going forward to bring a championship to L.A. or whatever Magic's trying to do down there? And like I said, I just think it's glorious that they have resorted to begging on hands and knees to try to get another star to join LeBron James.
Yeah, well, I think it's fairly simple. It's a non-factor. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter who the Lakers get?
Doesn't matter. You're not beating this team.
I don't think they are. The only guy that
So two All-Stars versus five All-Stars. Who do you think wins that? It's pretty simple, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the way this is going, the way that Cousins is just cruising in, and he's starting to get his legs underneath him. Soon you're going to get to a point nobody can be doubled, because if you whoever gets doubled, you're leaving somebody open. It's just.
Well, and all the role players are playing great. Sean Livingston's playing well. Iguodala's had arguably his best 2-3 week stretch in 3 years. Like, seriously, if you look at like how active he's been phenomenal. And then Quinn Cook's starting to look good. It's pretty incredible, Townie.
Yeah, let's put it this way. And you're listening to Warriors Wrap Up presented by Realtor.com, the home of home search. There's one thing about the way the NBA is covered, that it's covered one way, but that's not how you win.
Now back to Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
And it is presented by Realtor.com, the home of home search. An absolute blowout, 132-100, a perfect road trip for the Golden State Warriors, and they have won 11 in a row. You forget. Well, maybe you didn't forget. They lost in that overtime game to Houston, where they had the lead in that one.
Should have won that game.
So they won two before that. This could be one killer. I mean, this is an unbelievable stretch.
It really is. And the way it's coming together, again, I keep going back to Boogie. I didn't think he'd be able to play five times in 10 days. Coming off an Achilles, just seeing what we've seen in other sports, whether it's Kobe within the sport of basketball, whether it is Isaiah Thomas, I mean, that was like almost 30 years ago. But Michael Crabtree in football, it takes guys a long time to come off the Achilles. And then it's tender, it's sore. And to play, like I said, five NBA games in 10 days on a roadie and look your strongest tonight after falling the way he did, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, the reason why this was perfect for him is he doesn't have to come in and ever be the guy.
That's a good point.
He can just fit in. If he was with another organization, everybody would be so excited that he's coming back and season saved because he's here. And you just ease him in. Yeah. And a game like this where you're blowing him out, you can put him out there a little bit longer, let him play 25 minutes. You're not going to play again until Thursday. So you got tomorrow. What is today? Monday? So you got tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Calendar talk?
I'm losing track of the days. Let's go to Alfred in Oakland. You're on 95.7. Alfred, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Go. Turn your radio down.
Take us off speakerphone.
Okay.
You literally are killing me, Alfred. And then they banged him. John in Berkeley, you're now on 95.7. John, are you there, John? This has been one hell of a night.
Let's go back to the Anthony Davis conversation real quick.
This has really been one hell of a night.
Yeah, don't worry. Let it roll. The Lakers are 26-24 right now, okay? I don't know what tonight's final is going to be for them. But they're ninth place in the Western Conference. The New Orleans Pelicans, the team that Anthony Davis currently resides on, is six games under 500. Now, I understand that when Kyrie was on Cleveland, they were awful, and then he was paired up with LeBron, and it was totally different. And I get that. But this is a much older LeBron James. That groin injury, I have very, very big reservations to say he's just going to come back. And
do you have inside information?
No, it's just, dude, he's like, dude, he's old now. He's not, I'm 30-year-old LeBron, I'm 34-year-old LeBron. There's a big difference.
And he's played a long time.
Exactly, two full seasons, essentially, of playoff games. Two full seasons, if you were to say an 82-game schedule, in the playoffs. So, and it's not like those are, like, easy. He's been full wear and tear, both ends of the court. I'm just, it went from, he hurt himself Christmas night, right? Oh, he's going to be out 1 to 2 weeks. We're going to reevaluate. And now it is 2-3 days before February. You're looking at almost 6 weeks, 5-6 weeks. That's a long time. Something's up there with that groin. And even if they get Anthony Davis, they're going to obviously give some pieces up. JaVale McGee hasn't.
They're
going to
give
same.
It all up.
Well, they don't have anything.
They're going to give everything they got.
They don't have anything. They're under the barely over 500.
Let's go to, now this is how it works. I say your name, and then you start talking. 888-957-9570. Nick in Berkeley. You're now on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Towny, man. I just want to say, man, that Boogie is beastie, man. And I said on Christmas Day that the Warriors was going to win 17 out of 20. And I was wrong. We lost to the Lakers that day. But LeBron is late done, man. And like Butcher was just saying, he's old and crusty, man. He's not the LeBron of old. And you can't turn back Father Time. And right now, it's so funny to see the Lakers grasping for straws. Well, we're about to rally off 9 out of 10 championships in 10 years, as far as I'm concerned. And I don't know how the Lakers going to solve it, but he's the wizard of wonderment when it comes to signings. So I just kick back and enjoy the show, man.
Now that is a call.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know exactly how Bron feels. I was on the pre-court today. Body didn't work like it used to.
You're comparing Chris Townsend on the pre-court to LeBron James 40, on the hardwood?
40 minutes on the pre-court, I'm like drowning in my sweat.
Dude, he's walking into the arena now with red wine. So clearly he's already in the retirement phase of his career. That's why he chose L.A. to make money off the court.
He has played so much playoff. He's played a full season in the playoffs.
Two full seasons.
Is it two full seasons?
Two full seasons in the playoffs.
It's unbelievable.
Think about it, Town. He's been 14 years in the league, 15 years in the league. You know, you play a five-game series every single time. It adds up quick.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Basketball Reference and give it to you. Pretty amazing.
Here's another one, Townie. Here's another one. And this is whenever we talk about the Warriors and how long and how deep into June and July they go every year. What about USA team LeBron? Because LeBron has played a lot of USA basketball as well internationally. And yeah, it may not be the same intensity, but those minutes count, right?
Yes. It all counts. It's all wear and tear.
You doing the math over there?
Yeah, I'm starting to let's see. He has played in 239 postseason games.
Two and a half seasons, man. Two and a half seasons. I told you.
That's insane.
It's crazy.
That's insane.
Hey, but Rondo will save them.
Oh, my God. 239 postseasons.
And here's another question.
Jeez, postseason games.
Who's to say that another team doesn't put together a more lucrative package if you're New Orleans? And similar to any other situation, why would you grant his wish? Like if Portland puts together a competitive package, let's say Denver, maybe OKC wants to jump in the mix. Like, there's a lot of different teams I could see as a destination or a landing spot. Milwaukee. What if Milwaukee puts together a package with Middleton and some pieces?
He doesn't want to go to Milwaukee.
I know he doesn't want to go there, but I'm saying if you're them, why would you
That's a total rental.
I mean, Popovich just sent Kawhi Leonard to Toronto. You think he wanted to go to Toronto?
I'll send him to New York.
For what? What are you getting back?
You're getting nothing back, but I wouldn't mind seeing. I mean, the Knicks stink.
I know.
But if the Knicks, can you imagine? This is a hypothetical. Yeah. Hypotheticals, as Jim Harbaugh would say. How cool would it be a New York Golden State Warrior final?
Oh, it'd be awesome.
It'd be incredible. By the way, what do you think LeBron's minutes in these 239 games, what do you think he's averaged?
37.
37. So you think in 239 postseason games, he's averaged 37.
Yes.
What are you bowing for?
Am I right?
It's 42. You're not even close.
No way.
42? Stop patting yourself on the back. You're not even close. Well, 239 career postseason games. LeBron has averaged 42 minutes in those games.
Well, I mean, and everybody's saying, you know, why would they grant his wish? Yeah, because he's going to walk in free agency regardless. Again, I keep going back to Kawhi and Popovich. Did they grant his wish? Did they send him to the Clippers? No. Did they send him to the Lakers? No. I don't see it happening.
888-957-9570. Warriors blow out the Pacers 132-100. We'll continue with your phone calls, and we'll hear from Boogie next right here on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we're going to get to Boogie Cousins here in just a second. Warriors Wrap-Up brought to you by Realtor.com, the home of home service. Let's go to Greg in San Jose. Good evening, Greg.
Love the show, guys.
Thank you.
As far as AD, New Orleans should take the best that they can get and tell him, say, hey, tough, you don't want to be with us, we don't care where you
exactly.
go.
Exactly.
As far as Boogie, love what he's doing. One of the nicest things is he wears the headband so you can watch him and see what he's really doing, the other things besides scoring, setting picks and assists. But he gives us the one presence I really think we need is down low. When we need 2 points, you can force it down low on the block. The last couple of years, there's been so many games where we go behind by one, we need two, and they're throwing up threes, and now we're down by three, and they're throwing up a three in the game, and the last minute's destroyed because we didn't have that presence.
Well, and you just think what it adds to your depth. Appreciate the phone call. Kevon Looney now not starting, coming off the bench. He had 15 points tonight, but that just adds to your depth. If you've worried about the bench, you bring in someone like Boogie, everybody gets pushed down, it helps your bench.
Well, and one of the aspects that the caller was bringing up is that they haven't had this in the last years. They haven't had a down low, throw it into the paint, and everyone back out of the way guy in my lifetime. Townie, I keep saying this. I'm going to continue to harp on this. Chris Webber was here a year and a half. I didn't even get a chance to see it and feel it and see what it was like in him in the post. He wanted to run fast breaks and whatnot. So the Warriors have never had a wide body like Boogie, who's as skilled as him, who could score in the paint. But more importantly, what he can do with all of these shooters is he can square up, elbow extended, face the basket, and he sees the floor. He is a fantastic passer. Really love what Boogie Cousins can do when he's passing the rock.
Let's go to Jose in Oakland. Good evening, Jose.
I can't believe I'm on the air, first of all. But I want to say this real quick. I don't think Draymond's coming back next year, just the way the contracts are laid out. And you guys obviously know more. I'm sure they're going to use, Boogie as a leverage. And they might, you know, because they're, Draymond's not coming back. And then KD's a foregone conclusion. He's not coming back. So that's. Boogie to stay in. He's going to win one ring this year, and then he's going to come back for another ring next year.
That will be interesting. I doubt it. Love to see it. But if Boogie shows everybody that he's back and he goes on this hell of a run all the way through the NBA Finals, teams are going to be lining up with contracts.
Which teams? Have you looked around the league and see who actually has money to spend? Because I have. I've done the research.
Who are they?
Not many. Phoenix is one of them. The Knicks are one of them. The Lakers are one of them. Phoenix already drafted their big man in DeAndre Ayton. And the other people that
if
have...
If the Knicks offer him big money, we'll see at Madison Square Garden.
Look, again, I hear you. We also don't know how much he's making off the court with the Puma deal. One of the things that I saw a couple years ago, and they were in different positions in their career, but David West had a $16 million offer and took the mid-level. Now, I know he wanted to win a ring very bad, and I know Boogie's at a different point in his career.
Boogie has made $80 million in his career.
Agreed.
So money's not going to be a problem. It's just if somebody comes with $100 million.
But your guys are pretending like that $100 million is just going to be, it's off the table, he'll never get it again. Like, we've seen guys get hurt and can still get paid, especially big men like that.
Well, he'll have to play two more seasons.
The way it works
if it's the Warriors, he'll have to play two more seasons. Yeah. Now he's what? 30 what?
the way it works out is he gets almost 6.5 next year if he wants to stay on a one-year deal. It'd be about a 20% raise. Then the year after that, they would be eligible for early bird rights, and he would have to sign an $11.5 million a year deal. Okay,
and so then the third year,
that's when he can get the full Monty.
By the way, I can't believe you threw Eric Dampier under the bus.
You're kidding me, right? Mark Jackson, remember him, the big Mark Jackson. But one of the things with Boogie, I know that there are
Kwame Brown.
Yeah, there are workarounds for the Warriors, and one of the workarounds for the Warriors is if they can move off of Sean Livingston, if they can move off of Andre Iguodala and clear cap space, they have a little bit more wiggle room.
What if one of the other big boys leaves?
That's what I'm. Well, no. Even if Clay opts out, they have to move current rosters.
No, I get it, but that's where you could look at Boogie and say, wink, wink, we're going to take care of you.
And that's one of the things that I keep saying. And again, I heard this. Remember the LeBron James article talking about Nike and Steph Curry with Under Armour? They were like, oh, LeBron makes $30 million a year. Yeah, from Cleveland, and yet he makes $100 million a year from Nike. So who's his primary employer, Nike or the Cleveland Cavaliers?
It is time for the Play of the Game. Play of the Game is brought to you by Putnam Cadillac Chevrolet Buick GMC in Burlingame, featuring the all-new XT4 crossover SUV, or visit PutnamGM.com.
It's time for the Play of the Game. Tune in tomorrow morning to Steinmetz and Guru at 10:30 for your chance to win $100. Now, here's the Play of the Game.
5 seconds left. Steph will bring it across the timeline. Sumner watching him. Step back three from 30 at the horn. Wow! Steph drills it. 69-48.
That was pretty badass. You know, the thing about Steph, I once had a partner, big NBA guy, used to talk about a lot of people always wait for the time to run out and then they shoot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the stutterer said that.
Because they don't want to mess with their percentage.
Mm-hmm.
Not Steph. He's launching.
All day. All day.
7 straight years, 200 threes or more.
It's crazy. You know, I got one of the jerseys years ago. I was coaching a Little League team, and one of the parents bought me a raffle ticket. The team was going to go to Cooperstown. I win this raffle prize. Weeks later, get a phone call from this guy. It is a framed Steph Curry jersey, and at the time, I want to say it was like 352. Whatever the original one that he broke, the three-point record was, he signed it. It was authenticated and everything. I got it hanging in the garage. The very first year, I think it was 2014, I want to say, 2013, 2014.
Did he wear the jersey, or is it just a jersey?
No, it's like a one of 100 or whatever, one of 200.
That he signed, they paid him to sign.
Exactly, and then it has on the back of it this big authentication, you know, decal with the numbers and the stamps and everything.
Let's go to Zachariah in Berkeley. Go ahead, Zachariah.
Hey, guys, I got 3 points. One, LeBron's played 239 postseason games, you said, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And you said that was 2.5 seasons, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Divide to add 1 to 239. 240 divided by 80 is 3 full seasons.
Okay.
3.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys, man, come on, math. Okay, 2 more points. LeBron.
Yeah,
you
know
what, Zachariah?
You got me.
Oh, my
screw
God.
You.
Oh, my goodness.
And actually, no, 3 seasons would be 243. No, actually, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. It sounds like state math here. 3 seasons would be 246.
And we're rounding.
Yeah, stop.
This isn't Ahmed Fareed and Giants analytics talk, all right? This is Warrior postgame.
Where are you going with that?
It's just like, oh, we got the whole heap at 416 in Windy Stadiums on the month of September.
Is weighted runs created plus?
Exactly.
You want to go XFIP? Where do you want to go with the analytics?
Yeah, no, I don't want
to. No, you don't want to do that?
No.
Now these games, you kidding me? I mean, when is the next game that you're actually?
Give me the schedule. Who do they got Thursday again?
Philly.
Okay, then what?
Los Angeles.
Oh,
Lakers.
Is LeBron going to be ready?
Probably. I don't know. Let's just say no.
And then you got San Antonio, Popovich, the reunion, Kerr Popovich, 2020.
At Phoenix.
Oh, that's a barn burner.
Miami at home.
Oof.
Utah at home.
The return of Tyler Johnson in the Miami game.
Remember the backcourt of Portland was at Portland?
Actually, we've played some fun games against Portland.
Then you got Sac. You got Hugh. I guess, Is Houston the one game that you actually go, okay, I guess I'll
oh, yeah, definitely.
I'll get some interest.
Ready for the Houston
Charlotte, you're going to start?
Oh, Kemba Walker, he's playing great ball right now.
Steph goes back home. Miami at Miami at Orlando.
Hey, Miami might get them strictly because of the nightlife.
Yeah.
That's a nightlife loss.
But they're it's a Wednesday game, though.
Oh, you don't think it could pop on a Tuesday night?
Trust me. I just recently was in Miami. I know. Miami is as advertised.
I don't think the calendar has off days in Miami.
I'm just hoping that maybe they get in on a Tuesday. And if it was a weekend game, I'm betting the Heat all day long. But I think these guys even hung over a rolling everybody.
My favorite Miami Warriors recent memory is when they beat LeBron, and it was with Jarrett Jack and Floyd Mayweather was sitting ringside, remember, and Barnett's interviewing Jarrett Jack. He goes, you know, we weren't favored. You know, we were down 7, so I put some money on us. And Barnett, don't talk about that.
Really?
You don't remember that in post
game? No.
Oh, yeah. It's all over YouTube.
He really said that? I put money on us?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it was like, you know, with a twinkle in his eye or what, but it was quite interesting.
I remember it was either last year or the year before.
I think that was the Draymond alley-oop, a layup at the very end.
Yeah, he passed it to him down below.
Yes.
My Miami memory, Steinmetz and I did a morning pre- and post-game. I think they were against Orlando. It was Sunday. They flew down to Miami. Rumors had it that Draymond had a guy scout everything out for Sunday night.
Okay.
So when they arrived, it was all ready to go. And then the next day they go out and they laid a big egg. A little Sunday night in South Beach. Just the rumors.
Just the rumors?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Huh? Allegedly. Somebody, a scout, went down early, prepared the party, and everybody went to the party. And was that last year or the year before? I think it was the year before.
Who scares you right now?
Nobody.
There's not one team in the NBA who scares you?
No. With the way these guys look, no.
Not even a little?
I had that whole thing for you. You can take it was the Tiger Woods bet.
I know.
Tiger the field. We now can do it with the Warrior. By the way, Tiger played okay down at Torrey Pines this weekend. We'll get into that coming up. But Warriors versus the field. I don't know how you take the field. I think you're throwing your money away if you take the field.
I'm not saying I'm taking the field. I just
if we're saying no one gets hurt,
mm-hmm.
and this is the way it looks from here on out, if I'm going up and if I'm at the sports book and I got my money out and they're telling me I got to make this bet, Warriors of the field, there's no way I'm betting the field. Even though you're getting 29 other teams.
Well, technically in the playoffs.
You're getting 15,
yeah.
You're getting 15 other teams.
And really, are you getting 15? You're getting more like 4.
Who's beating them?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
I don't care where Anthony Davis goes.
Well, the only teams that I see as legitimate threats, I know everybody disregards Houston, but there is something to the way they play that limits the possessions and Harden getting maybe Clay and Steph in foul trouble, Capella coming back after the hand injury. I want to see that.
Chris Paul ever going to be healthy?
No, he's never going to be healthy.
But Miami.
I don't even start me. And then the other team in the West is OKC. In a townie, OKC is, they got Paul George. He's having a fantastic, maybe his best season. He's in MVP conversation. I don't know. I know Russ is shooting terrible from the free throw line, but I still fear my boy Adams. I mean, he's a monster.
So are you taking the field?
No, I'm taking the Warriors.
Okay. I was about to book your bet.
No. But again, there are teams that give me somewhat of, you know, some pause. And then I look in the East, like, let's say you get a pound of flesh taken out of you in the West by the time you get to the East. Maybe there is a ding or a nick here that you're worried about, and you got the Bucks. They match up really well. Now, I haven't really seen the Warriors play them when they're really geared up with no back-to-backs or anything to worry about. Toronto.
Yeah, Warriors right now minus,
took it to them.
Minus 190.
I know.
Minus 190.
I know. Boston.
You got to lay 190 to only win 100. That's how big of a favorite they are.
Townie, I'm just...
Stop it.
I'm just...
Stop it.
We got 5 months.
Stop it.
Five more months.
I'll book the bet right now.
I know.
You already owe me a full day of golf.
Hey, I paid
prime rib. What else do you want to pay to me?
Didn't Lucas owe us burritos?
No, I owe burritos, but you weren't here. We're doing our Mexican food bet?
Tomorrow?
I don't know. We're on 4 days. Maybe Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a big Super Bowl party planning right now.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to do it for Warriors Wrap Up, presented by Realtor.com, the home of home search. Warriors with the blowout, 132-100. They've won 11 in a row, a perfect road trip back at home against Philadelphia. A little TNT national game, 7:30 on Thursday. Up next, it's the Chris Townsend Show right here. We have a special, special interview tonight. I cannot wait. Hot takes on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.